Let's mash things up. In Mashup, we'll be making a web app that uses the Google Maps API. On top of that map, we'll also parse RSS feeds from Google News via Python, and then return articles, links, and titles to our web app via Ajax as JSON objects. So we're mashing a lot of things up here. Let's dive in. Before we write any code, we'll always want to review the distribution code. And in this problem, the actual amount of code that you yourself will be writing is actually quite minimal. But in order to write any of that, it's going to be essential that you understand the distribution code and how all of these different markup languages and programming languages and everything, all of these files will interact. Once you're comfortable with the distribution code, then we'll progress to mashup.db, where we'll create an import, a table to hold all of the placemarks for the US map. But you're welcome to use a different country if you so choose, just look in the spec for how to do that. Then we'll move to application.py, in which we'll implement articles and search, allowing users to search for articles based on location and search for locations. Then we'll move to JavaScript. In scripts.js, we're going to configure our map and allow ourselves to add markers to the map and remove them. In this mashup, we'll be dealing with SQL, HTML, RSS, JavaScript, Python, Ajax, jQuery, JSON. Whew, it's a long list. And in addition to that, we'll be learning how to interact with the Google Maps API, which in itself isn't a separate programming language, but rather an application programming interface, which allows us to use functions and review the documentation provided by Google to interact with Google Maps and create markers and other functionality that we'll need in this problem.